Hello and welcome to episode 14 of Character Flaw. I am your host and Dungeon Master Charles, and joining us today we have...
I am Josh. I'm playing the breathtaking Balthazar, Dragonborn Sorcerer.
My name is Tristan. I'm playing as Ariel, the Elven Ranger.
I'm RC, and I'm playing as Sato, the Assassin.
I'm Demi, and I'm playing as Finn, the Paladin Dragonborn.
We are going to be playing a game of Dungeons & Dragons on the 5th edition engine in a homebrewed steampunk Far Eastern setting called Ryunoji. Last time on Character Flaw, Vicious and Delicious settled things with the Eyes of the Dragon and Yogan. Ariel managed to single-handedly save the girl and professed his love to Uncommon. Meanwhile, the rest of VD was battling against Tazva's sister while fighting to save her. Unfortunately, as hard as they fought, Tazva passed from this world, telling VD to save the town and kill her sister. Sato furiously obliged one of Tazva's dying wishes, while Fen picked Tazva up and started to rush to the temple, hoping there is something, anything, they can do for her. So, Fen, you're currently running through the just magma-filled hellscape with the lifeless body of Tazva in your arms, rushing towards the temple.
Mm-hmm.
So, are you being careful at all about Eyes of the Dragon that could be around, or...
I'd like to.
Okay.
But at the same time, I'm not being super careful, but I'm trying.
Okay, so you're running, but you're not really trying to be stealthy then.
Sure.
So, as you're running through, there is a point where there are four Eyes of the Dragon crossing the road in front of you as you're sprinting directly towards them. They're between you and the temple. Sato, you're running with her?
Yeah.
Okay, so you're just going to shoot at one?
No.
I thought everyone came with me.
I don't want to stay with you.
It wasn't really stated. We ended it right after Fen said that she was picking up Tazva and sprinting towards the temple.
I like Tazva. I don't like the other person, Uncommon, over here, so I'd rather go.
Well, Uncommon left. We don't know what happened.
Oh, cool.
Hopefully she made it back.
Yeah. I forgot about that. So,
we might have killed them both!
I had assumed that I would go with Fen.
And I definitely was going with Fen.
And if I had forgotten, if Uncommon left, why the fuck would any of us not go with Fen?
Well, what, I mean, we the bones are still there.
Okay. Is there anyone guarding the bones? Or
There are still Eyes of the Dragon around in the courtyard area. None directly next to the bones. But you, if you remember... there was the large group of Eyes of the Dragon walking away with a box.
Okay.
So, but I'll also remind you that it was like 20 of them.
And I'm dying. I have one.
We are all on the verge of dying. So,
yeah.
He has the most health at 11.
How far did we get to the temp? Or, like, how far did we get away from where we were? And, like, in reference to, like, the bones?
In reference to the bones?
Yeah.
So you've been running for about a minute trying to get there, and you're a little over half of the way there right now.
Okay. So, Eyes of the Dragon right there, I guess.
Yep.
Before any of them have a chance to say anything, because if we're running straight at them, they're going to notice. I'm going to shoot one before anything even starts.
As you guys are sprinting through the crazy hellscape, Sato sees people in the distance and is just like, it's kill time.
Yeah, well, it's definitely kill time.
All right, then roll to hit.
Nat 20 to start.
Okay. And you're going to get sneak attack on this one because I'm going to presume you're far enough away at this point that they haven't noticed you guys quite yet.
Jesus Christ. Oh my God.
There.
So many die.
Well, it's sneak attack. Also, you double the die because it was a crit.
Still though, just Jesus Christ. Those bitches better be dead.
There's a reason that assassins are called assassins.
Well, I mean, it wasn't bad.
God damn it. Okay.
It's still good. Yeah. Still a lot of damage. Mm-hmm.
Did you just not roll a lot of sixes and more like ones through threes?
Yep.
Basically.
All right. Well.
Taking a math break. We're all doing math. We are doing math.
Math, 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 math.
35 damage.
We're doing math. Okay. So as everyone is sprinting, Sato probably trailing just slightly behind Fen, who's full on sprinting right now. An arrow goes by and impacts directly in the skull of one of them in front of you, who just thumps down really hard. The other guys, like, look down at, like, the, wait, what? What? Start looking around, still not quite seeing the party. The rest of you can take an action before they'll fully notice you if you want to.
If I'm with them, I'll shoot, too.
Okay, so Ariel, shoot one of the others.
Yeah.
I'm holding Tazwa. I can't really do anything, right? Can I have one hand swing?
She's a gnome, so yeah. Okay. The dragonborn could probably hold the gnome in one hand.
Okay. Just don't.
I'd give you disadvantage on the attack roll to hold on to her.
Yeah, that's...
So for me, that's a 12 to hit.
22?
A 12 will actually hit.
Oh,
and a 22 will hit.
Okay. I roll a 15 and a 20. So with disadvantage. That's
not it. This one. So that's
13 to hit from BTB?
13 to hit for BTB with a fireball.
You do hit.
10 damage from me.
10 damage? 10 okay.
Damage. 8 damage.
8 damage from the run-by slash? Mm-hmm. All right.
5 damage.
5 damage?
Okay. Fire.
Okay. So, as the party is sprinting by, another arrow flies forward and hits one of the guys who, like, staggers back a little bit and drops down to a knee. Then Fen runs by, katana out, like, swings through and slices through the calf of one of the eyes of the dragon who drops down. And then BTB, while sprinting, fires off a firebolt, which, like, hits against the guy, but since it's already, like, a volcanic hell landscape, he doesn't really seem to notice very much. And then the entire party, presuming you guys are still going to just continue sprinting by, just, like, move right past them.
Mm-hmm.
And would any of you guys look back to see what's happening now?
I mean, I was going to ask.
I definitely wouldn't.
Go ahead.
They're all within, like, 5 feet of each other, right?
Yes.
Or, then, I mean, I could hit another one. Because yes, my horn breaker. I forgot about that.
Break that horn.
Get that secondary.
BTB would look back.
Oh, that's a nat 20.
That was?
Nat okay. 20 plus 7, so that's 27.
27? All right.
Yeah.
Thank God for that plus 7.
Yeah, right? I don't think it wouldn't have hit otherwise.
Don't have to add this with something else, right?
Roll that twice.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. So 4 plus 5, that's a 9 plus 3, 10, 11, 12.
So 12. Okay, so Ariel fires the first shot. Fen runs by and slices through the calf of the one person, and then another arrow flies by and just directly impacts center mass, and that person slumps to the ground. After the entire party has run by, BTB looks back and sees the other two guys looking just completely flummoxed by what the fuck just happened. Because you have to realize, these guys are out patrolling a volcanic hellscape, and then two dragonborn and two elves sprint by, two people just die, and they notice that one of the dragonborn is holding a gnome. Like, they're just confused, and they're both going to take shots
they
at the
They had their
group.
Benny Hills moment for the day.
Yeah, yeah they're right? both going to take shots at you with their bows, like, but...
What is this, Dagobah?
So, BTB, as you're looking back and you're noticing all this, one of them that dropped down took the shot, and it flies true, and it impacts you with a 20 to hit.
Whatever it is, I'm down. I have one.
All right. It does 3, so.
I down.
BTB goes down, and the other one, though, fires right as that happened. One of the magma, like, part of the magma breaks, and just this hot gas goes up, and that arrow makes a sharp turn and directly impacts into the one that shot BTB, and that one just drops over dead. And the other guy's just standing there with the bow. He just drops it and puts his hands up and is like, nope, done with this.
Couldn't have been any sooner.
Well, since BTB just went down, I'm actually going to shoot that other one that just was like, okay, I'm done.
Nope, puts his arms up. All right, I mean, that's a little fucked up if you surrender, but do it, Sato.
These guys are responsible for killing our gnome, so I'm pretty pissed.
Fair enough.
Not these guys specifically, but their organization as a whole.
Fair enough. Go ahead, Sato.
Is a 12 going to hit?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Nice.
Cool. And it's going to be 8 damage.
8 damage? All right. So puts the hands up, begins to turn to walk away. As soon as his back is fully to you, one arrow directly between the shoulder blades, and he just face plants in the now cracked lava.
Good.
I see BTB go down, or did I hear him at least?
I imagine that Fen right now is just, like, super focused. Okay. And
so I do always go down with style, though. Like, yeah. Oh, Ariel. Lord!
Ariel would be the one that probably, like,
so, yeah,
would
I see
hear.
I yeah. go back and I use my cure wounds on him.
Okay.
I mean, wait. I think that was my last one. Or did I use all my spell slots the last
if
time?
If that's what it
it'll
says.
It'll tell you on your sheet.
Yeah.
Okay, so I have one more left to cure wounds you.
All right.
That's like a D8. Okay.
Yes, it's going to be a D8 plus your wisdom modifier.
It's an 8 plus 1, it's a 9.
Max.
All right, BTB is up to 9, which means you're almost the highest health in the party right now.
No, you are the highest health. Yeah. No, he's 11. Okay.
Boy.
What's up, buddy?
That makes me the one with the least.
Mm-hmm. Fen and Sato.
I reach a hand up and touch Ariel's face and I go, my boy.
Come, my love. Let us be off.
Okay, that's enough.
To the temple.
I mean, hey, it worked once for Ariel today.
Yeah. Like, everyone wants to do me.
Isn't that how BTB feels all the time?
Yes. How could you not want this?
All right, so the party actually at this point makes it the rest of the way to the temple fairly easily. This was like full sprinting too. So get back to the gates. You guys are able to pass through the gates easily, but it's one where it's open and closed. As you guys like run back in, the people around see how just beaten and bloody you guys look. They see a dead Tazva. It's disheartening for the Justicars here, just seeing that. One of them very quickly like moves up and like reaches the arms out for Tazva's body.
Please. And then I'm just gonna hand them.
What happened? How was Tazva even out there?
Her sister was responsible for that. Her sister, apparently, far as I could tell, was now very dead. But one of the captains, I would assume, of these Eyes of the Dragon. And, thanks to a group effort, but she's now just a smoldering corpse.
She's a ghost now.
Quinove was back in town.
Was.
That's a fucking cool name.
Quinove.
She.
She should have left.
Quinno more.
Oh, shit.
She was someone that caused a lot of problems before we exiled her from Yogan years ago.
Well, I exiled her from life.
The one of the other Justicars like puts the hand over the mouth and does the little like, oh. So what happened other than Quinove? Do you have the bones?
We were kind of preoccupied right now. Posimin's dead. I don't know where Uncommon is. Hopefully she's here.
Posimin's dead? Pipes up another one of the Justicars. The trees.
The trees. I hug him.
That's who that is?
The trees guy.
The Justicar hugs you back.
No!
BTB's gonna be like, how the fuck do they keep remembering these people's names? Like, I just knew it was like, okay, the food vendor.
Well, BTB moves around so much, the only people he remembers are people from his carnival.
Well, yeah, just people that make an impact. And these people are like, okay, they didn't make an impact on me specifically. So, ergo, they don't matter.
I mean, really, to be fair, Tazva didn't make an impact on BTB either.
No,
but
I liked her, because she was cutesy.
Same.
Yeah.
That, and she made us really cool gadgets.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You guys liked her just because she was small.
Yeah.
So we last.
So, the bones. Where are the bones?
Walking
Well, as
away.
You can tell from our overall appearance, we're still working on that.
Mm-hmm.
If someone could please heal us as much as they can, that would
be
amazing.
Are you people inept? Like, he asked a question. Oh, point. They're going this direction. Like, we saw them walking away, but we were unable. There's like 20 people. We couldn't stop them.
They were walking away with the bones.
Yes.
We're working on it.
Oh, this is not good. This is not good. Not good. Not good. Not good. Not good. Another one of the Justicars moves over and slaps him.
I will thank that Justicar because I was just about to do the same thing.
Okay. Did they take all of the bones?
No.
No.
No. There's still a lot sitting over there.
Okay. Just get the bones. Get the bones. Bring them back.
Fix me up first.
Please heal us.
Yeah.
The Justicar moves over to BTB and puts a hand on BTB's
chest. I grab
chest.
His other hand and put it on there as well. Like, all of it, motherfucker!
And pours 25 points of Lay on Hands into
Perfect.
You. Another one of them moves over to Fen and does a Lay on Hands worth 25 points as well.
Oh, yes, awesome.
And then both of them kind of turn towards Sato and Ariel, squint a little bit, and they each give you 5.
You dicks!
What are you at?
I'm at 16.
I'm at 10.
Okay. Now fucking you can be ass. Even. I'll give you 6, Sato.
The Justicars remember Sato, and particularly Ariel, Mr. Assault a bunch of people during
Man,
the festival.
I fucking hug one of those motherfuckers.
I am actually
you know
gonna
what?
Ask the Justicars
Fuck
to heal
you
me
and
like,
Emily.
Do you feel dirty now?
The Justicar just stares at you and wipes their hand on their armor.
Yeah, that's right.
Did you not bathe?
No, it's just no, that they had to heal.
That was in character. Bones. I don't know.
Bones.
Boners, let's go.
Yes, exactly.
Right about, as you guys are saying this, Nazavor pushes his way through the crowd up to the front. The bones! Where are the bones?
We're on our way.
Getting the bones right now.
Bye.
VD away.
I yell into the air. We all know where the bones are now. Everyone can stop asking.
He then, at this point, like, looks and sees Tazva's body and just... Tazva, no.
If you have anything that you can... Just anything you can do to maybe try and bring her back. Anything like that, that would be cool.
I might have something. Just get the bones, bring those back, and we can talk.
On it, cool, I leave.
Okay.
I second that notion.
Yeah.
Back to the boners.
Whatever.
Might as well.
That'll work.
So, as the party turns away, you guys kind of can see him, like, picking up Tazva, and then he mumbles something. Would anyone like to try and hear what he says?
Yeah, I want to.
Yeah.
All right, roll a perception check if you would like to try to hear what he says.
Yeah, I guess so. Suck it.
Ah, son of a bitch. It's a net one for me.
Opposites.
Ariel, you don't hear anything.
Oh, god damn it. He is 20. BTB.
It's a 6 for me.
I got nat 20, but I have nothing to add to it.
Okay, so BTB, you're the only one that hears this. And you hear him say, someone's going to have to make a choice. And that's what he mumbles.
Last time we did that, that didn't go well.
So.
What? Did you say something?
Oh, we're going to go get the bones.
Oh, okay. Cool.
Bones.
The party then proceeds back into the hellish volcanic landscape.
Yeah.
It is, again, it's about a 2-minute sprint to get there, but you guys just sprinted the 2 minutes to get over here. Or it's a 5-minute walk.
Sprinting.
5 to 10. Sprinting back.
I feel like we should walk.
I would
rather.
What
a light jog.
Jog?
Power jog.
Just a jog.
Grab,
a yog
grab
through.
Some cans of beans and just fucking cruise it. Like you gotta pick Derek up from soccer practice in 25 minutes. Heel toe.
The
Duke?
Yes.
Oh, the joys of being a suburban dad and the kind of people you get to associate with.
Or at least witness.
All the soccer moms.
I see you, baby. Yeah.
All right.
Power walk.
So
I'm going to power stealth.
The party.
Roll to power stealth.
Roll to power stealth.
Percentage tells you which one, how much power, how much stealth.
Don't use that dice, buddy.
Not anymore.
What was your power stealth?
A 3.
My power stealth is still an 11.
Yeah. Add your strength to that.
Your power stealth.
How much are you stamping the dirt?
And not stealthing.
Then if I add the strength to it, it's going to be a 12.
So are we gonna run or have we decided?
I mean,
I'd like to walk.
Make your choice, guys.
I'm walking.
Should probably be careful. I mean, we almost died once.
Yeah.
And we haven't even got there yet, so maybe save ourselves for what is to come. But I don't want to go slow like a casual
Let's
stroll.
Forgo getting ourselves super tired before anything goes down.
Yeah. I just don't want to sprint. I'm cool with, like, a light yog, like I said.
Okay, let's light yog then.
Light yog.
Kind of just lift your hands up a little too high, just pointlessly.
Okay.
Okay, I am immediately thinking.
Like, bumming webs.
Visual jump.
The take on me, like, take arms me. Up, yeah. Walk,
or,
high knee walk.
Walk 500. Yeah. Anyway.
When you go out with your friends.
Sorry for all you... audio listeners that can't actually see that.
Everybody.
Yeah, so you mean every listener? Except...
Just look up Marlon Webb.
Sorry for our readers out there.
Just look up Marlon Webb when you go out with your friends.
All right. So anyway. The party begins to move further into the hellish landscape, and you guys start to notice that there are birds flying in, and you recognize these birds.
God damn it.
They're like, yay, fire.
Yes, they are. They're like, ooh, smorgasbord.
Smorgasbord.
Caw-caw animals.
Demon. Yes, caw-caw animals.
Caw-caw.
Let's ignore the birds for now.
Yeah, don't like the bifong?
Nope.
Those are our mixtape birds, right?
Yep.
Yes, the ones that honk and all of that.
You eat my mixtape.
The honk. Yes, yes. Those birds.
The only thing is that they are actually fire.
Oh yeah.
It's lit as fuck.
God damn it.
If possible to avoid them, or you know, kind of see where their trajectory is taking them, and then not cruise
go
that
direction.
Yeah.
Then why don't you roll a survival check?
I have nothing, so 18.
An 18?
You're right, the box is working.
I told you.
All right, so with the 18, BTB is like noticing that kind of stuff and mentioning you guys like, hey, let's go down this alley instead. And doing a pretty good job of helping you guys.
It's all
avoid.
Based on fear. 0% actual skill.
Like, nope, he's just nope. Like, he's like, huh, I see them flying and landing in the street in front of us. Let's go around.
Let's not take
no,
that
no,
way.
No.
So the party does manage to make it over to the courtyard where the bones and everything, where all of the events of the fight that you were just in happened. And you notice that there are quite a few more Eyes of the Dragon here now, and they're in the process of dismantling more of Yogan Suryu's bones.
How many?
How many in the courtyard?
Yeah.
There are currently seven.
Seven?
Yes.
Are they all like in
we can take
a
them.
Circle or?
They're working on dismantling the bones. So there are a couple that are like up on the skeleton trying to get some of the like rib cage disconnected. And there's another with a metal box that they're loading a couple of bones into. You can currently see like a femur sticking out of one of the metal boxes. And there's one other that's like working on trying to get the jawbone off of the dragon skull.
So
how do we want to play this, guys?
Just
do we just want to go and murk all of them?
We could pick off the ones on the sides first, and
I can hit the ones. I can hit the two on top.
Oh, okay.
Interesting. What?
Okay. Only I can be on top.
What? Like. What is the layout of the area that they're in? Like, is it... Because it was one of the ritual sites.
Correct.
So I'm assuming it's kind of open?
It's very open. You guys are actually right next to the building where you murdered all of those other Eyes of the Dragon.
So there's a bunch of fresh, smoldering corpses, got it.
Yes, and they're
in... They haven't noticed?
Oh, I have an idea.
There is the courtyard.
No.
I have an idea. It's a dumb idea, but
yeah,
it's an idea.
It's a real dumb idea.
What's your idea, Ariel?
Yeah. It involves the python, doesn't it?
It's a dumb.
Oh, no.
He's going to try to do the thing that we were going to do with the dog.
We grab the fucking gnome and just chuck it over
there.
We don't
have the gnome.
No,
the other gnome.
The bad one.
Oh, okay.
The one that's
yeah,
a
that
smoldering corpse. Yeah. It's like decapitated, just fucking
not
hunted.
Not decapitated, but definitely jammed into lava.
Well, you know...
You want to take Quinove's corpse and try and chuck her?
Yeah!
It has to be on fire for them to give a fuck.
But it's already on fire!
Is it?
Everything is on fire.
Let's...
You're surrounded by, like, a volcano that is still actively, like, spewing gas and lava right now.
Then explain to me why these things would give two fucks if everything is on fire. They're surrounded by food, so, like, throwing more food at them. Okay.
Let's Do you have a better idea?
No.
Well, then...
I'm just good at poking holes at others' ideas.
Ariel, I have a better idea.
Okay.
The specialty
Shoot
of a magician.
Shoot them with your bow.
Yeah. No original thought.
The Bifong?
No, the Eyes of the Dragon.
Oh.
Definitely not the Bifong. We have more
than
enough shit to deal with right now.
Yeah. Let's keep them out of this.
I'm just saying.
And I'm just telling you.
But there is no fire where the Eyes of the Dragon, they're doing their little boner thing and there's no fire over there.
I mean, there's lava underneath their feet and there is
But they're
you
not
know.
On fire. There's not like
no.
flames over there.
I mean, buildings all around you are partially on fire right now, so
because if I could firebolt one of these dudes or we do some fire stuff and light them on fire, then they might actually see them as food and care.
That's
and
either or
either way we're gonna have to kill them all.
Yeah.
So I guess I
we could do both.
Yeah.
Okay, no los dos.
So I guess I just
I
stealthily try to shoot the two on top of the ribs.
Yeah, I get within range and fire my bow.
Yeah, and I'll twin a firebolt.
Okay, do you guys want to try and move into other positions? Because there is the shrine like right
that's
next
to. That's why I was
to...
asking. Sure. Like,
so
what...
do you want to just flank?
So them? In the very center of this courtyard, and it's a 40 by 40 square courtyard with extra distance between some of the buildings, but the courtyard itself, from having been here earlier, at least for BTB and Sato. Then there is the shrine in the center, which is a like 10 by 10 pillar with some beautiful carvings inside of it. And you could probably get behind that shrine to then attack the Eyes of the Dragon that are dismantling more bones off of this parade float.
I'd like to maneuver to do that. That way I have some kind of cover.
Sure, I'll do that too then.
Okay. Then I need stealth rolls from anyone who's trying to move into the courtyard.
Much better.
13.
22 for Sato.
9
for Ariel. All 14 right.
BTB.
14 BTB. So, Sato, Fen, and BTB, you guys are stealthing, and you're doing a pretty good job of it and managed to actually get around Ariel. As you're stealthing just a little bit behind them, one of them, like, manages to finally get the femur to fit in the box. And like,
put the femur in the box!
He then, like, goes back, stretches a little bit, turns his head while stretching, and then just sees Ariel and goes, "Again, they're back! They're back!" And all of the guys draw swords and begin to move towards Ariel.
Smoke bomb! And I run.
Do you have a smoke bomb?
No.
You're just gonna say it?
So you're just gonna yell, "Smoke bomb!"
Don't get too far away from me!
All right, then
I'm just
let's...
running towards you guys.
Oh, okay.
Can so we blast let's... them? Like, we have, like, endless surprising... positions.
I hear that. I hear swords being drawn. I'm going to turn and first person I can see, I'm just going to put an arrow in his face.
You guys had just moved around behind the shrine and managed to get there successfully, and Ariel was like on the way and like, oh!
He found the excessively large twig and just like snap.
Yes. The...
So let's just all peek around and shoot.
Yeah. So.
Yeah.
Oh, then roll initiative, guys. So what do we got, guys?
It's 20. 11 for me.
11 for Ariel.
20.
20 for BTB.
18 for Sato.
18 for Sato.
15.
15 for Fen. All right. That means our order is going to be BTB with 20, Sato with 18, then the Eyes of the Dragon with 17, Fen with 15, and Ariel with 11. So, BTB, you are behind the pillar right now. Not hard for you to get around and, like, try and make a blast at someone, but...
Yeah, I'm going to do that. Pew, 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 pew. And I'm going to yell, "Twinning!" and blast them twice.
Blast them twice?
Or two different people. Rather.
All right.
With a fire bolt. Do I roll it once or twice?
For firebolt?
Wait, if you're twinning it.
If you're twinning, you're basically making two attacks.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay. I think they'll both hit. The first one is a 13.
13 will hit.
And the second one is a 19.
19 will also hit.
Nice.
First we'll do 10. Blast 10. Them in the ass.
All right. And was this for the same person?
No, they're two different people.
Okay.
Twinning, you have to hit two different targets. That's why it can't be AoE spells or multi-target spells.
Ah.
Okay. And 9.
All right. You did
Eldritch
some...
Blast is the only spell, I think, that does not follow that rule because it hits the same target twice rather than... All
right. Well, BTB with some good damage right out the gate. All right. Sato.
That's my boy.
All right.
You like that?
I guess the one that was putting the femur in the box is going to get an arrow.
All right. So the one that actually noticed Ariel.
And it's going to be a 19 to hit.
19 will hit.
Awesome. Oh my God. Time for him to die. Uh, 22 damage. Yep.
Okay. So the one that you fired on, that one... You pull the arrow back, you loose it, and it flies, and you manage to just hit a vital area. Dude had a big breakfast, and you shot him in the stomach. So,
ew.
See, munchies, you say that, everywhere. Dude's down, he's out for the count, but that's going to be a slow, painful bleed out that he's about to be having. Uh-huh. So, not great. Not great.
Gross.
Remember, if you're ever going to be in a big, deadly fight where you could get shot or stabbed in the stomach, small breakfast. Small breakfast. Save you a lot of pain in the end.
Didn't we have like scones and bagels and shit?
That was like way early.
I thought that wasn't that yesterday or
no?
It was this morning.
It was this morning.
Still a few
hours
ago.
God, a lot's happened. Jesus Christ.
Still a few hours ago.
Yeah.
It's been a long day for your characters.
Kicked off the morning, eating scones and bagels, and look at us. We're balls deep in hell.
Literally.
Pretty much. Okay, so that's the end of Sato's turn. So now the people that are alive are going to go. The two that got shot are going to start moving over, like, around the back. And they're actually going to run directly into Fen. Themselves surprised a little bit and are then going to attack Fen just because she's the first one they actually run into.
Okay.
So the first one gets a 19 to hit.
That hits.
And the second one gets a 15 to hit.
Does not hit.
All right. So the one that hits you with the longsword deals 7 slashing damage. Manages to find a nice little weakness in your armor. Just a beautiful slash. The other ones are going to now all 4 of them converge on Ariel. Out in the open.
Bye, Felicia.
Yeah, I'm a dead motherfucker.
Dead. First one gets a 21 to hit.
Yep.
Second one gets a 20 to hit.
Yep.
Third one gets an 11 to hit.
No.
And the fourth one gets a 21 to hit.
Yep.
All right.
So I'm dead, bye, guys. I'm down.
You don't know that.
I am.
Let's see this damage roll.
Yeah.
Okay, so the first one deals 3 slashing damage.
Okay.
The second one deals 4 slashing damage. 9. And the last one deals 8.
1.
So you're down to
1 HP. I'm at 1.
Yeah.
All right. Well,
so close.
You lived. Yeah. Which is the important part. But you do have 4 Eyes of the Dragon, like, all up on you. And the part you notice, like, normally you feel like you'd be able to dodge, but they're all working together to knock you off balance and leave openings for the others.
God damn it.
So.
Teamwork. Pack tactics.
Teamwork.
Pack tactics.
Yeah.
Gotta make the dream work. All right. Fen, it is now your turn. There are the two that ran up, didn't know that you were going to be there.
Wreck and some bitches.
Okay.
Ariel's still a distance away.
Wait, how far is Ariel away from me?
A little bit.
Not too far.
Not 60 feet, though.
I'm like maybe 15 feet.
He's about 20 feet away from Fen, but he's around the other side of the shrine.
It just says within range.
Does it say that you can see?
A shimmering field appears and surrounds a creature of your choice within range.
You have to be able to see him for spells like that. Usually you need to be able to see them.
A lot of times it says that.
Yeah, but it doesn't
say.
That's
weird that it doesn't say that.
And so it just says of your choice within range.
I'll allow it then.
Okay, so I want to cast Shield of Faith on Ariel. So you have plus 2 to your AC. So you have 16 right now.
16, okay.
Yeah.
But yeah, there's nothing on there.
Yeah, it doesn't say.
Have to see it.
It just says a creature.
I'm sure you have to know its location.
Range. Probably. But I mean.
Which you technically do.
Yeah. So Shield of Faith.
My guess is you also have to be rather familiar with the person, and it's Ariel.
Yeah. Okay, and then I would like to attack the people that tried to attack me.
Okay.
So, yeah.
Kill, maim, destroy.
15?
15 will hit.
Cool.
Yay!
Wah, wah. 10.
10?
Yeah.
All right.
10 damage.
Damage.
That was with 2 hands in your katana, right?
Yes.
So Fen, they attack. One manages to find that weakness in your armor, and through probably anger and a little bit of grief, just make a big power slash and cleave about 3/4 of the way through that guy's chest.
Jesus.
Damn.
Before pulling your katana back out, who just falls over and slumps down into the lava.
That was brutal.
Now, Ariel, it is your turn.
Is there any way I can get the fuck away from them?
Yes, it's called the disengage action. It means that no one can get an attack of opportunity, and then you get your move action after that.
Okay.
So you won't be able to attack, but you can get away.
Okay, I'm going to do that.
Who are you going to run over to?
That's right, because no one's near you.
I don't know if that's true, but
BTB was expectantly waving him over.
Yeah. Nobody's...
See, nobody, I look at Sato, I see he's doing his own thing. Fen is cleaving some... jackass. So I see BTB like doing the wave hands. I'm like, hey, it's like, okay, I'm gonna go to BTB.
Hobble.
hobbling. Oh, that smile though. Shit's gonna get fucked up.
No.
Hobble faster.
No. Don't worry. Nothing's happening. The audio engineer and I are not conspiring at all.
No, the audio engineer is just totally trying to kill us right now.
Why?
She's mad at us for having to edit this.
At least buy me a drink first.
All right. It's her way of getting revenge.
At least a goddamn cocktail.
Oh, don't worry. She's the one that gets to roll for the thing that we're about to have happen for you guys.
Har har.
Oh my god.
Yeah. So, Ariel, as soon as your turn is over, you've managed to run around behind. All of a sudden, there's just some rumbling under the lava.
No. And
is this like a lair action? God fucking damn it.
All right. So, a giant stinger pops up from the magma.
What the fuck?
And pierces directly through one of the eyes of the dragon.
Hot.
And
magma.
Pierces through the eye of the dragon, who just looks down through, now there's just a giant stinger like sticking out of his chest, looks down, and then just slumps. What you guys then see is this giant flaming scorpion climb up out of the magma, holding a
magma
great sword and what? A spiked ball on a chain.
Excuse me?
What?
Fuck.
Like in its thumbs? Claws?
Yeah.
It has arms and claws. Four arms total.
Oh, we ain't
is this like
fucked.
Some Scorpion King shit?
It's like some Dante's Inferno bullshit.
Kind of.
It is it's it kind of like a dragon?
It's like a centaur.
Yeah, it's like
but
a
for
centaur,
a scorpion.
But with a scorpion.
So, yeah, yeah, oh, so Scorpion King.
So, yeah, so like, it's a drider.
Yeah, it's a fire drider.
You guys not are a fighting drider. Dwayne the Rock Johnson. How do you feel?
Well,
a little moist.
I feel like I'm a rock in a hard place.
No,
everybody, be quiet.
Josh is shaking his head at me.
No,
it's
you
fine.
Get no, you should get nothing for that.
BTB, it's your turn, and you now see this giant creature has just emerged up from the lava.
Oh, Jesus.
I will say this, though. That was pretty metal.
Did Ariel make it over to me?
Ariel did, in fact, run away. Ariel, it's a good thing you moved, because if you didn't, it was going to attack you.
Oh, I would have been a dead son of a bitch.
Oh, yeah.
I would have seen Jesus. Probably Lucifer, but that's a different story.
He's probably closer right now.
So, BTB, what do you want to do?
I don't know if I know in character what would be the best thing to use against a thing like this. Like, even as a skilled magic user, it's hard to know how something's going to affect something else.
This is true. Also, when you've never seen that creature before.
Yeah. Well, I mean, if it comes out of a fire, I'm going to be like, it's a fire. It's a fire, dude. So, like...
it's a fire, dude.
I feel like that might be a safe assumption, considering, like, even though it's out of the magma and it currently has, like, lava dripping off of it, it also looks like the chitin of it has, like, the appearance of flames.
It's chitin.
Is it chitin?
It's chitin.
I was like, what's a chitin?
Yeah.
There's all right. Chitlins.
Them's all nasty. Right,
that is a word I've only ever read, never heard said before. So,
chitlin.
Chitin?
Chitin.
All right, well, alrighty. Then the chitin looks like it has a kind
but
of pattern
of
fire
would
moving
do anything
through it.
To it. Is my question, or
should
is
we even be?
Well,
should we even touch this thing? I mean,
touch it.
I mean, like fight it.
Hey,
like,
guys, 6 seconds.
Yeah.
So make a decision.
The logical
BTB.
Assumption.
You do you, BTB.
That's a.
BTB can only do
22
BTB,
so. To hit.
With
apparently
what?
He can do other stuff.
Ray
too.
Of frost.
You hit.
I don't
want to this
I have
thing.
No idea.
I don't remember. Let not off the top of my head.
Yeah, I want to attack it just because once it's done with them, guess who it's going to come after?
It could be a friend.
Mm.
This is like when we were fighting the big Minotaur Dragonborn thing.
Yeah,
let's just let it kill all the other stuff and then we'll fight it.
Yeah, why do you think I was attacking the big Minotaur thing while everyone else was trying to kill all the other small stuff?
You got smooshed.
I did, right up against the wall, and BTB was jealous.
Crushed up.
He was jelly.
BTB's got that crush fetish. 8 damage, and that's frost damage, correct?
Frosty damage.
Yosh.
All right.
Frosty.
It is a frigid beam of blue-white light.
A frigid
beam? It takes some cold damage.
All right.
And his speed is reduced by 10 feet until the start of my next turn.
Okay, so as you hit, you actually see what looks like the chitin gets kind of frozen and cracks a little bit. And when it pulls away, it looks like there is now actually a pretty sizable wound where you hit with that ray of frost.
Mm.
Mental note, log it away.
Sato. It is your turn now. So you now see, of course, the giant fire scorpion person thing.
I'm gonna shoot one of the eyes of the dragon that's well, the only remaining one that's by Fen.
Okay.
And Fen is there, so
are you doing it so that Fen can then like run over to the giant scorpion thing?
Kind of.
You deal with this.
Just get rid of it.
I don't like that.
Do you not like
it? What'd you get, Sato?
Rolled a... Yeah, that's what I was looking for.
This wasn't a one.
That's better.
Is it?
Yeah.
Looks like a single
That's
like
a 12 to hit.
A 12? That actually will miss.
Okay.
You fire, and the guy sees you, like, lining up your shot, even though you're pretty close, and he just, like, waits. And as soon as you loose, he dodges out of the way and then moves right back and getting in Fen's face, trying to harass as much as he can. Will that end Sato's turn?
I'm bothered.
Let me just double check something super quick.
Consider me bothered by him.
I am harassed, even.
Yeah. I'm going to take this up with HR.
It's not cool.
You should. You should.
Have to put up with this workplace environment.
Yeah,
this is your job.
yeah, that's it.
Deserve a safe.
That's it for Sato. Okay, then now it is the eyes of the dragon's turn. Who are the ones that were there, like all attacking Ariel, are freaking the fuck out now and like turning around and trying to fight the giant scorpion. And let's see how they do. Okay, first one actually manages to get a hit in. The second one manages to get a hit in. All right, cool. So all three of them that are over there actually managed to get hits in on the giant.
Now that, ladies and gentlemen, is called aggro.
Yes, yes it is. So then the one that is right there with Fen, now being the only one over there, doesn't have anyone to help harass Fen and get her open. So we'll see if he can manage to still score a hit. Okay, so now that he doesn't have anyone to help with the harassment, Fen becomes just the massive shield wall and manages to knock him off balance to the point where he stabs his sword into the magma and it just kind of suctions away the sword from him. And he stands up, puts up his fists, and's like, all right, let's do this. And he's ready to just try and brawl you.
That's incredible.
You about to catch these hands, Fen.
I mean, let's see if she is about to catch them hands, because Fen, it's your turn.
I mean, I'm not one to back down from a challenge.
Catch him with a sword.
Yeah, exactly.
Like,
right. That's a natural 20.
That's a natural 20 with your sword.
About
all
to
right.
Catch this blade.
I was about to say, you brought your fist to a knife fight.
I have the biggest knife.
Huge. Okay. Question.
Yes.
So I have that thing that if I roll a 1 or a 2, the great weapon fighting,
mm-hmm.
If I roll a 1 or a 2...
For damage?
You can roll again, but you have to take the new roll.
Yeah. So can I do that on a, like a...
You're wielding it with two hands, that means it's a two-handed weapon.
Well, yeah, I didn't know if I could do that, like, on a crit.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. It's any die that comes up with
Yay!
A 1 or a 2 on
okay.
it.
Okay. 14.
14?
Yeah.
Okay, so he puts up his hands like, all right, let's do this. Let's go ahead and bare knuckle box. And Fen just brings her blade across, and then both of his hands fall off, and then his head falls off. And just thump into the ground. So
I was honestly hoping it would just be the hands and be like, it's just a flesh wound.
Tis but a mere flesh wound.
Tis merely a flesh wound. Starts punching at you with his nubs.
Like a fucking ISIS recruiting video in here. In a desert, chopping people's hands and heads off.
He's what they do.
All right. Fen, does that end your turn, or are you going to go run up to the giant scorpion thing?
How far is it away from everyone else?
It's within 30 feet of everyone else.
Okay, is there a way that I can position... Blah, blah, blah. Let me try that again. Can position myself to where I'm the first thing that it would attack if it tried to go after the four of us?
You could put yourself between your friends and
okay.
the giant scorpion.
I would like to do that, but I'd still like to keep my distance.
Okay, so move yourself over, keeping your distance, but you have your blade at the ready.
Mm-hmm.
And that will end Fen's turn. Ariel. It's your turn. So there are the three eyes that are attacking the giant scorpion thing and the giant scorpion thing. Do you want to attack it? What do you want to do?
I'm kind of scared to attack that motherfucker. Like, in all honesty, I guess I just attacked the two eyes of the dragon. Or just two eyes of the dragon.
Okay.
That's a 19 to hit the first one.
19 will hit.
And 18 to hit the second one.
18. Those will both hit.
So the first one... 8, 9, 10, 11. First one will be at 11.
11, okay.
And then the second one to get hit, it would be a 5.
All right, Josh. So really good shot on the first one. Second one, not so great.
Yeah, you're welcome.
Thank you so much.
It's true.
I mean, I completely forgot I got this one that you just gave me before we started. It's like, oh.
You have been blessed.
Don't I feel like a dumbass? Then again, that's every day.
Oh. I mean, the way that Ariel's lived his life, that makes sense.
Yeah.
Okay, so Ariel, ready to break the hoard, goes, knocks two arrows, looses them both. They fly out. One hits pretty center mass on one of the eyes of the dragon, and the other one just manages to, it skins the side, but still opens a wound on the eyes of the dragon's side. And I'm assuming that will end Ariel's turn.
I flip him off.
You flip him off. All right.
Fuck you, dragon guys.
So after that, I will now confer with the audio engineer to see what the giant scorpion is going to do. So you have these attacks that you can make.
Oh my god.
This one, or this one, and one of these. And you can attack whatever you want.
That's canon.
Bridget the Fire Scorpion.
Bridget the Fire Scorpion. You.
Always spicy, always salty.
Hot all the time, though. Am I right?
Probably smells really bad, though.
Hey, fuck you!
Hey, fuck you, you're gonna try to kill me.
And who do you want to attack?
The one that just said you smell like brimstone?
There are also eyes of the dragon.
Yeah, I mean.
I'm gonna roll a die, and if it is an odd number, it's one of them. If it's an even number, it's Eyes of the Dragon, and then I'll leave it up to you if it's an odd number.
Even number. All right.
Oh, wait, that's one of the Eyes of the Dragon, right? Yeah.
Correct, yeah. You guys are not being attacked this time.
Yes.
It was just the collective look. We were like, oh, are we gonna die now?
Yeah.
Just that smirk,
y'all,
though.
Y'all, we gonna die.
All right, so let's go ahead and get our two attack rolls.
Get done. Oh, messed up, Aaron.
Dosage?
All right.
Dos?
And so what happens is the giant scorpion with the chain on the end of the ball then winds up and swings it. It wraps around the neck of the one who had been hit center mass of the Eye of the Dragon and then pulls, and it's just, you hear an audible sound of bones snapping, and it falls down to the lava. Then it turns very quickly. It turns very quickly, and you see the stinger strike down and hit directly into one of them. It didn't pierce nearly as deep this time, but you then see the inside of the chest begin to glow as lava starts to pour out of this guy's chest.
Cool.
Who then also...
It's a stinger.
Well, close enough. That's what she calls it.
Who also drops to the ground.
I mean, they call it Vince for you.
Yeah.
And that ends the turn of the fire scorpion. BTB?
For all you know.
I'd like you all to remember that that could have been one of you.
One of us.
Ooh, gavel.
I'm going to go with a ray of frost. Oh, wait, yes, ray of frost. That's what it's called.
Okay.
I was like, that's not the name of it.
No, it's beam of frost.
18 plus 7.
You hit.
Yeah, I figured.
Probably.
Probs.
Maze 6. And or probs.
6.
6 cold damage.
Yes.
All right.
Still got that slow movement. I'm going to get a little backsies.
So,
also.
Once again, when you hit it, it like takes the...
I was
going
to try to hopefully get the same kind
freezes
of
freezes and shatters away a little bit more again. So you're taking the like same area that was armored. And
just going to like, yeah, just keep
you're
like,
starting to work
over.
Away.
Yeah.
All right.
Like,
and then back up a little bit to be like, not me.
It's like, hey, guess what? Can't reach me.
Nope.
We don't know that.
Sato. So there's one Eye of the Dragon left and the giant fire scorpion.
I'm going to shoot the really big nasty thing.
Okay. There's currently no one that counts as an ally within...
Well, No. The Eye of the Dragon does not count. God damn it.
That's the one you're not supposed to use.
No, the green one was the one he wasn't
now
supposed to use.
Now you have several.
That was the one you have to be nice to.
Isn't that three?
Yeah, that was a three plus my... So 9 to hit.
A 9 to hit? Okay.
Yeah,
commoner?
That will miss. Nine to hit misses. It's now the Eye of the Dragon's turn, who's gonna turn back and be like, truce! Truce, guys!
I'm gonna yell, bait!
Fuck you! And then he starts to attack the scorpion.
Truce? Did he really think that was gonna work?
I mean, he's still gonna attack the scorpion anyway.
I know. So. He's working
so
with us.
He attacks at the scorpion and it just bounces off the chitin.
Bummer.
Boink.
And at that point, the guy's just gonna be like, look over at the four of you.
Bang!
Look at the giant scorpion. Look at the four of you. Turn and start to sprint away from everyone. And
what a bitch.
Yeah, so you can choose an attack of opportunity of the sword, the chain,
also,
or the sting.
Where is he going?
Away.
Like, is he going past any of us?
No, he's getting
as far. He's not going to make it that far.
He spun 180 and just went.
You never know.
Sting? All right. Yep.
I wish I knew a Sting song like on hand so I could start singing it, but I don't.
All right, so
I have to listen to it.
The guy, as he turns, he starts to run away. The stinger...
Thank you, Josh.
You're welcome.
The stinger lashes at him, but since the guy was actually expecting it, he manages to dodge out of the way just barely. Like, the point of the stinger misses, but the rest of it, like, hits him in the back a little bit.
Uh-oh.
He turns, then he just continues sprinting away full speed.
Does he run past any of us?
No, he
me?
Went away from all of you.
Damn it.
He was
should've
trying.
Said truce, and then he would have come over, then we could be like,
and then just gank him.
Whose fault is that?
I wouldn't have really done that. That'd be really fucked up.
Ben, it's your turn.
Also, I wouldn't have done that anyway.
I would have ganked him. Yeah. I'm angry.
Great. I would like to take my shield out.
Okay.
Yeah.
Give a little kissaroo and whoever's turn is next, that's
great. Fuck.
You pledge to protect.
That's the shield, you know? How far is it away from me?
It is currently 20 feet away from you.
I don't want to run up to it, that's fine.
Exercise.
I'd like to let it get up to me first. That's fine. I guess I'll go up to it and hit it with my sword.
Okay, so Fen runs up.
Yeah.
Katana at the ready.
Ooh.
Makes a swing.
21.
21 no. will hit.
That's a 22, but that's fine.
That hits.
Okay.
It's above a 20, you're fine.
Yeah.
It's a weird thing where
I'm rolling
misses.
Again for my... I rolled a 2 for damage.
Okay.
That's slightly better. All right, 7.
And you deal 7 slashing damage. All right.
Swing.
So you take the blade and you slash and you manage to crack the shell just a little bit. And you hear it let out a little bit of a grunt. And then it mutters something in a language
like
you do not understand.
Ugh. Fuck.
What language is this?
Abyssal.
Abyssal?
Do I?
Dirty devil language. You better not know it.
No, I do not.
I wish I knew it.
No.
It's going to be Ariel, yeah.
Because he has had... Yeah.
It would
no,
be...
I know common, elven, draconic, giant, and... Huh. I know plants. I can talk to plants.
I speak plant.
Josh
is having a great time
palms.
With this.
He face.
I just love
the,
and,
that one.
Huh.
Ivy can be difficult plants. Because it's a different dialect, but ferns are really my forte.
Oak is where it's at.
No, oaks are dicks. Ferns.
Ferns.
Ferns are the nice ones.
Oh, those are the
I'm sorry, why the
right?
fuck is that even a language?
Well,
you're
we'll discuss that
ranger.
Later. We don't
oh,
know
yeah.
that you really filled that out correctly. So.
Probably.
That might be
you
a
were,
spell
you
have.
Were the newbie at the beginning of the podcast. Don't
that's,
forget.
That's true.
Yeah, that's true.
Or
so.
You could be completely right.
I know, like,
anyway.
He is a ranger, so.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Anyway, moving on.
I should probably learn more languages.
Moving Fen. On, so.
Yeah, I figured.
Fen, you are now directly up to it, and that's where you're staying? Okay, then Ariel.
Fuck.
Are there any plans?
Any plants around
I
can talk, talk to?
No,
herbs.
You're literally in hell.
Got
yeah.
any herb?
Can I get a hot take from an herb? Yeah. What do you guys think of this?
I guess I hit the demon thingy.
I guess I hit the demon thingy.
Well, okay. I was gonna try and attack like the Eyes of the Dragon fucker.
He's
like,
within
you know,
range for your bow.
Yeah, but Fen might get hit. And
that's
longbows
fine.
Have 180
I,
range.
Okay,
on
my AC is
within
range
right
now.
For your bow, so you
150
could...
to 600.
Yeah.
Look, it's one eye of the dragon who's fairly weak to begin with, so let's just take out the big nasty.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking too.
Yeah, but you remember what happened last time with the eye of the dragon that we couldn't, that ran off?
He has nothing on him, though.
Well, we were in the... He could go tell his friends. Anyway, 6 seconds, it's up to you. I'm metagaming now.
We're about to gang up on the VD, then.
Do the thing, Ariel. What
okay,
do you
want to do? I'm gonna try to fuck up the scorpion guy.
All right, so scorpion you attack king. The scorpion.
I'm going to try to fuck up Dwayne Johnson.
Dwayne the Rock Johnson.
Oh, that's a 10.
A 10?
Yeah.
All right, so.
I don't do jack shit.
You fire, and the arrow just bounces off the armor.
Well,
that
shit.
Armored shell.
Can I just, like, run?
Yes, you can sprint away. Whether it will help you or not is another matter.
I guess I just stay, because I don't know where to go.
All right, Ariel stays.
She's like, shit. I'm
that
dead.
Means now it is the Fire Scorpion's turn.
I'm a
so...
dead
audio engineer, please be nice.
Yeah, you did
we
just have
you.
A Dragonborn come up and attack you.
Oh, no. Yeah.
Yeah, so...
Quick side note, plants is not a language.
Okay, so go ahead and roll to hit, wait, and then roll again for the stand.
No, don't do that.
It might have been a spell you had. There is a spell called
okay.
Speak of Plants.
So it rears back with that's its probably, sword, and it swings it. Down with an 18 to hit.
No.
So Fen manages to put up the shield quickly enough to block this giant, strong attack. Your shoulder's probably going to be tweaked a little bit for a couple days, but you didn't get hit with the sword. Then the stinger.
Pokey pokey.
Stressful. And that one is a 20 to hit.
Oh, that meets.
So, that is going to mean...
No, Bridget!
Roll this plus this.
Woo! I'm dead.
That was a lot of dice you just got handed.
Please be D4s.
Stink eyes, stink eyes.
All right.
No!
The stinger impacts into you and it deals 4 piercing damage.
Okay.
You then begin to feel... this hot fire burning inside
hot,
you.
I'm resistant to fire?
Right.
No,
which only means this is going to get halved.
Okay.
So you feel warm.
So 20 fire damage, halved to 10.
Thank Christ.
And you need to make a constitution saving throw.
Okay.
Lord.
Yeah.
Using inspiration?
Yeah. Yeah, that was a 3.
Oh, thank Christ. Okay. Non-natural 20.
Okay. So you succeed on your saving throw because you feel as the fire is moving in, you manage to kind of burp it up like heartburn just a little bit. But you start to feel yourself get woozy for just a second and shake it off.
Lava power of Tums.
It hurt real
lava
bad.
Lava poison.
Okay, so I can only
that will then
that
end
one.
Its turn. BTB, you're up.
On a side note, I need to learn another language because the plant thing was actually a spell. So I if
oh,
I
oh you're talking about your speak with plants
I looked it up
spell?
And plants ain't
yeah,
a
it's
language.
A, it's actually a spell.
So eeny meeny pick a new one.
Plants
yeah.
is a noun, not a language.
We'll deal with that later.
Yeah, yeah
right
just
now,
you know,
don't know Abyssal.
Later on in this lifetime.
Alright, 14 plus 7.
Alright, so 14 plus 7 to hit.
Yeah, 21.
Yes, you hit.
8 frosty damage.
8 frost damage. Alright.
Still slowing. I don't think it's moved, but still slowing.
Also, it's right next to me, so...
Same. For yeah. when it hey, inevitably right. charges at me.
So, this time when you fire, you actually hit the spot that you've already weakened twice, and you see it, like, reel back a little bit, and... you start to feel
like,
some hissing noises.
Ooh.
And it then goes down and looks angrily at BTB.
Making
Sato.
Mental note of that spot, sees.
Sato.
I just saw him do that, right?
Yes.
So I'm going to shoot that spot.
Shoot that spot?
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh my god. I rolled a 9.
A 9? Alright, that's not going to hit. So, you fire... No. You thought you were trying to aim for that spot, you just hit on the chitin, and it flies off.
Boink.
Pretty much. So, yeah, now more people that the thing can be mad at. The one Eye of the Dragon is going to now turn... pull its bow, aim, and take a shot at BTB.
What a fucking dick!
That's fine.
That is a 9 to hit.
Nah,
not so, even close.
The arrow, it fires, and it just falls way short.
Bait!
Fuck you, man!
Fuck you!
Fuck yourself, get more pussy.
Ben, it's your turn.
gonna stab it again.
Gonna stab it again?
Yeah.
Why'd you sound so sad?
Because I'm just gonna afraid. Have to stab it. I'm afraid. 15? No, you're sorry. Scared. Whoa, totally not the right. 12.
12? Alright, so you go to make an attack with it, and it takes its giant sword and just smacks your katana away, knocking you off balance just slightly. And that will end Fen's turn, meaning Ariel, you're up.
I guess I try to take a shot at his weaker points.
Okay.
Or so, it's, since I don't really know if it's a he or a she.
Go ahead and roll the hit.
21.
Yeah.
21 will hit.
Yes.
No.
Kill it dead.
Name it. It's a 9 damage.
9 damage?
Beautiful.
All right.
It's damage.
Just like you.
Oh, girl.
So, Ariel aims the shot, looks for that weak point, fires, and the arrow goes right into the fleshy bits of this giant skeleton, or not skeleton, this giant scorpion beast. And now it is the giant scorpion beast's turn. So
can we make a skeleton of fleshy bits cannon?
Okay. All right. And who is it going to attack? It's pissed at BTB, but at the same time, Fen is directly in front of it.
Both.
Okay. So long sword against the BT, or long sword against Fen, and that is a 9 to hit.
Wah wah.
Cross the stream.
Against me?
Yeah, 9 to hit against Fen. So that misses. It then skitters back away and actually manages to stay in range because BTB didn't move back super far.
I just said I moved back, which would have been 30.
Move back 30?
Yeah.
It is slowed, too.
It is slowed.
It's slowed, so BTB's just out of range.
Slowed 10, so.
Wouldn't it attack anybody in range?
I mean...
Probably.
It
doesn't seem like a docile creature.
Yeah.
Yeah, so at that point, I mean, it's intelligent, so it would know that it couldn't reach BTB.
Okay. So, if it's doing that, then it wouldn't... Who is in range? Because if it's intelligent,
obviously
then it
will
attack someone in range if BTB's already out of range.
The only other person that it could reach would be Ariel.
I'm right next to BTB.
Shot me. Hi.
Well, I've moved back.
Yeah, he moved back.
You'd be in my previous position.
So yeah. It's like, it's Fen.
Okay, I'm dead.
You, no, you're fine.
BTB.
No.
So with that
my stinger, ass.
You're fine.
That's a 23 to hit.
Okay, I'm dead.
You're fine.
No matter what she does, I'm dead.
You'll go down and die.
I'm dead on the inside. I'm also
well, you might die. That's a lot of damage dice.
A lot of damage dice.
Wait, hold on. You might die.
All right, so that is going to be...
Wait, do I get an attack of opportunity also?
No, because it didn't have
it's
to
still
leave
in range.
Your yeah. range, because it's a big creature.
You're in the threatened area.
It's the butt. Yeah. He's hitting him with his butt.
So that's 7... piercing damage.
His butt stuff.
Just from it stabbing you. Then you begin to feel the heat inside, and that is an additional 10. So a total of 17.
Okay, so you're not
you're
dead.
Down, but not dead.
Yeah, you're unconscious, but you're not dead.
And you're feeling the warm, loving embrace of Jesus Christ.
However, if it was the original 20, you would have died.
Yes, absolutely.
You also need to roll a constitution saving throw.
Even if he's unconscious?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Damn.
Well, I'm gonna die.
Oh, I don't...
It's a 16
plus
on the die.
A 16? Okay, plus, you're fine.
That's
you're
a
17. Fine then.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
If you'd failed real badly, you would have been paralyzed while downed, thus not breathing while downed.
Oh.
Then died.
Then died.
So, bad things. That will be the end of its turn, however. So now it is right between Ariel and Fen. BTB...
I'm gonna
it's
look for that. Can I get it in range?
It has its back to you right now, and the spot you've been attacking has been on its chest.
Yeah. Okay. Go for butt then.
Go for that. Go for that. Like
go for that juicy butt.
That juicy butt.
That booty.
Them cheekies. That's a 14.
A 14 will just miss.
Ah, bitch.
So it fires, and you just can't quite hit the booty.
You know what? No, you already declared I missed, so I can't reroll it. But.
Correct. So that ends BTB's turn.
I should
then.
Reroll that. It was a 7.
So Sato.
I thought it was a 1, but you were like, I don't know. I was like, oh, thank Christ.
I'm gonna try shooting it.
Okay,
again.
Sato.
That'll do it.
Yeah.
That's gonna be an 18 to hit.
18. All right. Go ahead and roll damage.
I'm
cool.
In.
Cool. And yep, Fen's
I'm,
in range.
Yeah, and so is Ariel.
Well, Ariel's down.
Oh, yeah.
That's going to be 12 damage.
12 damage?
Yeah.
Okay, how do you want to do this?
Yes!
Damn, son!
As I see it turn back around, I'm going to... it has like a area what that looks like a head, right?
It's so like where the head of the scorpion would be, then it's like the torso of a, you know, human.
Oh, then I'm just going to... I want my arrow to just fly straight through the temple of the target's head and just...
So you aim, you see the head... You take your shot and it flies and you hear the cracking of the chitin as it goes in but doesn't break through on the other side. So there's just an arrow and it just kind of stumbles and it falls to one side and then just lays out.
Were you trying to Steve Martin this fucking scorpion?
I was just about to say, it looks like he would kill at a late 80s party.
That's a joke only us old people.
That's for the olds. I like that we both thought of that. Just stupid thing.
We're so old.
All right.
Random son of a bitch.
Okay, Sato, that ends your turn.
Yep.
Now it is the Eye of the Dragon's turn, who is going to...
You mean it's Bait's turn?
Yeah.
Sure. Bait's turn is going to aim and fire at BTB with an 11 to hit.
Nah.
All right,
you can fuck yourself, Bait.
It misses, and you just hear just like a "damn it,
fuck!"
And
Mom was right. I can't do anything right.
How far away is he
from you? He ran. He was on the other side of the scorpion ramp, so he's 40 feet away right now.
You get to live today.
No, he doesn't.
No.
I'll get 30 feet and throw a javelin.
Okay, so I can't run 30 hit it. Feet. You run 30 feet towards him and throw a javelin.
It's not the Olympics.
It'll hit.
18?
You hit.
Oh, I don't even have a d6 over here.
Thank you, Bridget.
I'm going to reroll that. Okay, it's the same. What is... Oh, it's just a 2 then.
Just 2 damage?
Yep.
All right, so that sucks. That really sucks. Alright, that ends Fen's turn. Ariel.
Saving throw.
Yep, death save.
Oh, death save, yeah.
It's a nat 20!
Oh shit, alright.
You're awake.
So what happens is,
you like, shake off all that poison, like, wake up like, no, need to live.
Like, pleasure, no.
Alright, so...
Wait, wrong sister name? Not uncommon?
Whoa!
Maybe not wrong.
That's what he said. Know.
That's what I said.
He said, pleasure.
Pleasure? No.
Maybe can just... uncommon be running by at this time? Just like, break her heart again.
On a side note, my viewers, that was in panic and fear.
Okay.
Viewers.
That was...
Also, it's my kink, and I was like, God, this feels good.
You're damn right I said viewers.
Dying. Dying feels so good.
So close.
Dying is my kink.
So, Ariel, you can get up and you can fire at the Eye of the Dragon.
Gotta, like...
I mean, it's basically the ultimate edging.
I guess I shoot him.
So does that mean viewers right. are kink-shaming, technically?
I'm kink-shaming all you motherfuckers.
Or they're assisting. Give him 30 seconds. This is the best part of his day.
That's a 12 to hit.
12 will just miss.
Yeah, okay.
And all right.
And it goes back around to BTB.
Yeah. How far away is he?
Right now, he is... You've moved another 30 feet, so he's 70 feet away.
All right. That's fine. So I'll just magic missile him.
All right. Magic missile.
Get right.
11.
All right, so you fire your 3 magic missiles and he's like, all right, he's getting ready to try and dodge, and he like jumps to the side and it just turns and hits him in the side, and the other 2 hit him directly in the chest, and he like stumbles back and he's like, fuck,
Bait,
fuck you.
Trying to see if anything else will come out and attack him. All this noise happening in this area.
Sato, it's back to your turn.
I'm gonna shoot him with an arrow.
All right.
This dude's pretty beef. Like, he's taking some hits.
That'll likely miss. 11?
11 misses.
All right. None of us can fucking hit him.
That's why I used auto hit. I'm like, I'm not missing him.
So at this point, he's like, fuck all of you. He fires one more pot shot at BTB.
Do it, bitch. See what happens.
Ooh, 15 to hit.
Shield, bitch. Fuck off.
He's like, all right, shield.
Like, burp. No.
You see the arrow coming? Bait.
Ding. He just turns, fuck you. And then he turns and he runs behind a building.
So how far distance-wise is that away now?
He's now obscured and you can't see him.
Yeah. But the building itself is like 80 maybe or more.
God, yeah.
What was his name?
Bait.
Okay. We'll call him Master Bait.
He has to get earn that status.
Yeah, he's Bait right now.
Yeah.
All right. Bait. So unless you guys are going to pursue, that will end this fight.
Yeah, I'm done. I'm back to the bones.
Okay, so what is the party doing now? You've managed to clear out the courtyard.
I think a short rest is in order.
I mean, are you sure the bones are here? You're still in an area where you know Eyes of the Dragon want to come to.
Let's try to grab as many bones as we can.
Wait, can we just like a cell on the pedestal?
What were the two weapons that scorpion?
Where they carried it around, right?
There was a flail and a.
There was a giant longsword, as well as it's a spiked ball on a chain.
I kind of want to just take both and just drag them with me.
What? I think it's that longsword though.
That longsword.
Yeah.
I mean, that longsword is, like, a great sword for you. Like, it's big. It's huge.
Like an anime character.
Yes.
I want it even more now!
I mean, you are in a Far Eastern setting, so it would make sense.
Can I take it?
Sure, go for it.
I want the great sword, I guess.
Okay, it weighs 50 pounds.
Awesome.
Okay.
Beefy.
No, I guess I'll... Can I try to, like... I want to try to, like, hide it so I can come back for it later.
Yeah, you can just hide it.
I don't know.
Hide it somewhere out here and all this shit. Sure. Yeah.
Throw some sand on it.
Just throw some magma on it. It'll be fine.
You should be able to carry it with a +3 in strength.
Okay. I mean, I'll try carrying it and the... Well, bones probably don't weigh a lot.
Well,
these are dragon bones.
That's why I was trying.
Well, I'm about to say, like, is it not still on the pedestal? Or, like, they used it to carry around.
Yes.
So, like, oh, should shit. We just okay. like pick Let's just do that then.
There are there are the couple that are no longer on it. Of course, that you would need to like put back onto like the float. But then
yeah, I'll start doing that.
Okay.
Yeah.
The four of you.
Can I put the sword on it?
Yeah.
Fuck it. With the four of you, you would be able to pick
it
up.
I'll
no
also
problem.
Put the flail on the float.
All nah, right. Actually, it's not a flail. It is a chain with a spiked ball on the end of it. There isn't stick to hold on to it or anything.
That's fine.
Oh.
Yeah.
So, okay, so I'm immediately thinking of the giant ball and chain from Legend of Zelda.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's a chain chomp.
I was thinking Masters of the Flying Guillotine. You ever seen that movie?
Yes.
Beekeeper net.
Yep.
Anyway.
Right. Or the one guy
the party,
from Kung
the party can pick up the bones and begin to move them towards the temple. Now, are you guys going to take the most direct path, or are you guys going to kind of maneuver around with the bones?
Whichever one.
What material is the float made out of?
The material is actually, it's stone, so it's pretty heavy, but
okay,
it's holding up.
If that's the case, then would a direct route be best? If it's a float that's not gonna like just get completely wrecked by going through the least safe route.
That's true.
Do we have a permit to join the parade?
Unfortunately, you didn't remember to get a permit before.
Fuck! We'll just have to skate
into
the
middle.
No, it's
like the Ron Swanson thing, where he's like, here's my permit, and then it just says, I can do whatever the fuck I want. Like,
I can do what I want, signed Ron Swanson.
Yeah, exactly. I know what I'm about, son. Sorry.
So, party's just gonna push that most direct path.
Yeah.
All
right.
Nothing bad happens.
Okay. So as the party is beginning to move that way, you guys get half the way there, and then you hear from behind you.
Oh God! Damn it!
Damn it!
I immediately use
looking
the
back.
Action.
Looking back.
Yeah.
There are like eight of them that are like following you guys, like food.
Just don't pay attention to them.
So, what are you guys going to do at this point? I mean, you could just try and sprint away and get yourselves to the temple.
Is there, any way to... Okay, never mind. I was about to say, is there any way to tame them? Or, no, knowing me, that's not going to happen.
No, don't do that.
Or, try to get them the fuck off.
You're not that kind of ranger.
I'm just saying. Which is why I stopped myself from saying something.
Anyone have a grenade left?
Yeah, keep looking at me. I have one grenade left.
Let's not. No.
You could throw a grenade at the Bifong.
No.
And then run. They're gonna chase us anyway.
Yeah, that's true.
At least blast them.
I mean, they're probably fire.
They're like puffing their feathers out.
God damn it!
Really
just do it. Just do it. Just
okay,
do
I pull
it.
Out my grenade and I just throw it at them.
Sato uses the hide action.
I use the fucking let's run action.
Yeah, I'm running.
So Arya looks Chuck back and throws
looking,
the grenade
looking,
and then
running.
You guys hear a lot of honking followed by a and then just sprinting the other direction. Yes. You begin to hear after a few seconds, it seems like it's given you a few seconds head start, you then start to hear that splashing in the magma behind you. Yes. Splash.
Pitter patter.
Let me get athletics checks from everyone.
Okay. Dumbest animal. Oh shit. Hey, that worked out actually.
An athletics check?
Yes.
Athletics.
Sweet. I'm gonna be okay.
As am I, nat 20.
Alright, so BTB, what was your athletics check?
Nat 20, 21.
21, Ariel?
14.
14.
19 Sato. For Sato.
19.
21.
21. Alright, so the three of you actually managed to pick up for Ariel's little Muppet arms and trying to carry this. And as you are sprinting your way
lifts
through...
Up.
Yeah, you guys, you're hearing the little like... as it's moving along, but... You manage to get, like, right to the gates, and the Justicars are, like, throwing it open. They pull bows, they start firing at the Bifong behind you, and you start to hear arrows impacting in the birds, and then... whizzes again, and they manage to close and slam the, like, giant bar that is now over the gates. And as soon as you guys get in, you look, and you just see an entire populace, like, looking at you guys stunned for a second... And then just
before they
cheers.
Say anything, fuck you.
Before they
I know
cheers,
they're gonna cheer.
Sparks. So Sato just fuck you, followed by raucous cheers and applause.
A big thing says mission accomplished over us.
Mission accomplished, and that's where we will end this episode of Character Flaw. So where can the people find you on social media?
Josh is at BT Balthazar on Twitter.
You can find Tristan at TristanDimitri7 on Twitter.
You can find RC at The Cold Twat.
You can find Demi at Hem and Dem.
And you can find Charles on Twitter at Dapper Jackal. You can also find all of us on DapperJackal.com. We have some bios up and some character bios, some world building stuff. So go check it out. It's pretty cool. Until next week, guys. Bye.
Bye-bye.